Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review of Aschana, and of course, the second rendition, or the second iteration, of the Dibros. There are slight differences between those formulations, and it has to do with how one understands exactly the concept of B'dibur Echad Nemru, which is not what I want to focus on for now, but a certain confluence between Rashi and the Ramban in different sections of the Dibros, and then sort of echo certain sentiments that as do all of the Talmud, a very strong Kabbalah from Rav Rosenzweig, Shlita. So the Pasuk tells us, V'zacharto ki yevir ha'yisav eretz Yitzrayim v'yotzi acha adonai lehecha misham b'yad chazakah v'yizro netuyal kein sivcha adonai lehecha la'asos as yom ha'shabas. In this second rendition, if you will, right, the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos, B'davka Shmira Shabbos, is linked to the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Ramban very famously has the idea that the Shabbos isn't so much as Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim as much as Yitzias Mitzrayim is Zeichel Shabbos. Some of us will have the opportunity to discuss that over Shabbos, so what the implications of that are. But Rashi, in any event, says V'zacharta ki Evraisa al menas kein b'da'acha she'atiya lo eved v'tishmar mitzvosav, that we should understand that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, out of that Kor HaBarzel, was for one reason and one reason only, that we should completely embrace his mitzvos. Dehainu, not just v'tishmor mitzvos, so it's meduyak in Rashi, that it's meant to be shamor, shmiras mitzvos, but shetia lo eved, right, that you can't have two, an eved can't serve two masters. Well, there's many sugyos in Shas, chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. But in principle, certainly, an Eved cannot serve two masters, so he had to take you out of ki avadai hey masher hotseisi osam eretz Mitzrayim, right, velo avadim la avadim. Then we move on, of course, and we encounter perhaps the most dramatic change between the Dibros, which is the introduction of a second lav, of a separate lav, of losis ava, which is part of the continuum, as Chazal and the Rambam, on the basis of Chazal note, right, is part of that continuum of Lo Sisava, leading to Lo Sachmo, leading to Lo Sigzo, leading to Lo Sirtzach. The Ramban's formulation here is a very powerful one. The Hosef Bir B'dibur V'lo Sachmo, Shikti Ma'isha, V'avor Ki'etzer Levadam, Raminu Rav, B'isha Yosem Minakol. That requires no explanation. Uvir Ki Kanis Bechal Chamda, Filu Ataiva, Ki Misava, Ligzo, Mechavero, Davar mikol asher lo v'lo yuchal lasos kein ki chaveru takef mimeno sheish mikol mo'emas malchus over b'labazet, that the issa deraisa is violated in the desire itself, strictly in the desire. We know that lo sachmu, this is Rav Rosenzweig's famous contribution to explaining the Mahalich of the Rambam against the Ravid in the Chateima Gedola Mizah, right? Because how could you say it's a lav shein bo maisa if a shir, a gather in lo sachmu, is the kinin hachefetz, but no, that the idea is the mechayev is the obsession, right? But lo sisave, one doesn't even have that get there, right? Lo sisave is violated the minute that one, you know, becomes so obsessed that one would be willing to steal it, but you know, one is held back because one senses that one doesn't have the force multipliers, as they would say today, to be able to pull off such a stunt, or, you know, just, you know, generally afraid of being arrested, emas malchus, or whatever it is, but one has already violated los isavas. So what's the, you know, so what do I call the conjunction or the confluence between these two ideas? The point is, right, the notion of an eved isn't merely the notion of compliance. It's not merely the notion of, okay, I'm going to adhere to the mitzvah sasei. I'm going to stay clear of the prohibitions of the los sasei in the Torah, all 365 of them, and all of the shnios and all of the gedarim midivrei sofrim, all of the takanos and all of the gzerot. No, right? In Eved's perception, right? Going back to Parshas Chayisara, Eved Avram Anochi, right? A self perception of an Eved is a person, right? Who recognizes, who understands that his raison d'etre is to serve the Adon, right? And therefore, that permeates not just the realm of Maisa, but very much the realm of Machshava, and as the Ibn Ezra, right, very famously formulates in the context of Los Achmud, in the first iteration of the Dibros, right, the Ish Kvari doesn't have taiva for the Bas HaMelech, and likewise, we would never experience a taiva in halachic reality, right, to be over al dvar Hashem. So the point is here, right, and it's meduyak already in Rashi, al menas kein b'darachah shetilo eved ve sishmor mitzvosa, right? It's not al menas kein b'darachah shetishmor mitzvosa. No, shetilo eved v'sishmor mitzvosa, that even the shmiras ha-mitzvos flows from a self-perception as an eved, as an eved Hashem. And therefore, it's not surprising that within this framework we find maybe the most ambitious of all, losis ave, that even our sentiments, even if we're not willing to put them into practice for whatever external reason, if our sentiments, go astray, saying we'd be willing to do things that contravene Torah principles, so that too is a violation of Torah, of losis aveh.